binge for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Zambia seeks stronger global partnerships at the IMA Ford Bank meeting. ACZ launches mass voter registration for 2026 elections. In international news, Trump tells Israel's parliament long and painful nightmare finally over. In sports news, Zambia exits FIFA World Cup qualifiers. With the news in detail, my name is Steli Pagai Banda. In local news, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Muso Kotwani has said Zambia's engagement at the IMA Ford Bank annual meeting has focused on deepening cooperation with development partners, investors, and the global community. He adds that this is to ensure Zambia accesses opportunities with the greatest potential to sustain the country on a strong path of stability, transformation, and inclusive growth. Dr. Muso Kotwani says that this approach reflects the government's ongoing efforts to enhance social sector interventions and promote investment in mining, agriculture, tourism, and infrastructure through public-private partnerships. He has described the IMA Ford Bank annual meetings as a bastion of opportunity, providing a platform for knowledge exchange, investment engagement, and the building of strong development partnerships. Dr. Muso Kotwani is being accompanied by Secretary to the Treasury Felix Funkulukusa, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia, Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Dingani Banda, and Permanent Secretary for Budget and Economic Affairs, Ms. Mwaka Mukubesa. On arrival in Washington, D.C., the minister was received by Zambia's ambassador to the United States, Dr. Chiwamba Kanyama, and other embassy officials. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has officially launched a mass voter registration exercise in preparation for the 2026 general elections. The exercise ran from 13th October to 11th November 2025, targeting both new and existing voters. ACZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalamas says that the commission will facilitate the registration of new voters, replacement of lost or damaged voters' cards, voter transfers for those who have changed residence, and correction of names for existing voters with errors. Speaking during the launch, Ms. Zalamas has assured the public that ECZ has deployed trained facilitators across the country to ensure a smooth and efficient registration process. She has also noted that the commission is accrediting observers and monitors to support transparency and credibility. Zalamas has also urged all eligible Zambians, particularly those who have recently turned 18 or will reach 18 years of age by April 2026, to register provided they are Zambian citizens and hold a valid national registration card, NRC. Police in Central Province have retrieved the body of a 49-year-old man who had been missing since March 2025. The body was discovered buried inside a shop operated by his 22-year-old friend in Lunda Village, Kapirimposhi District. Central Province Police Commissioner Charit Munganga confirmed the development and identified the deceased as Patrick Champolela, popularly known as Choga. She revealed that he was murdered and buried in a two-roomed mud brick structure that was being used as a shop. According to police, the incident is believed to have occurred between March and October 11, 2025, and that despite the disappearance being reported in March, The suspect, identified as Chadwick Tembo, has been operating the same shop where the body was discovered since August 2025. Authorities say the body was found in a decomposed state, with both legs tied using green chitenge material and partially projecting from a shallow grave inside the structure. Still in local news, commencement of trial has been adjourned to November 21, 2025, for Nkana Member of Parliament Benoit Mpundu in a matter he is charged with seditious practices. Lusaka Principal Resident Magistrate Webster Milumbe has adjourned the matter on grounds that Mpundu's defense lawyers are out of jurisdiction. According to the notice of motion for adjournment filed before Magistrate Milumbe, the defense lawyers have traveled to Western Province for a high court session. Mpundu has been charged with seditious practices contrary to Section 57, subsection of Penal Code Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. This is attributed to his remarks on social media on December 20, 2024, in which he questioned whether Zambians must begin to defend themselves with equal measure against political violence. Mpundu also accused UPND Deputy National Chairperson Trevor Mwinde of having planned the attack on Patriots for Economic Progress leader Sim Tembo. Mongu District Commissioner Morgan Akaveswa has urged public service workers in his district to uphold the principles of Christianity in the execution of duty. Akaveswa explains that Christians' values must reflect in how workers relate with their colleagues. He adds that government wants to lead the nation along the principles of Christianity while using the Bible as the nation's bedrock. The district commissioner said this in welcoming remarks during the Mongo District Bible Festival Marathon. Finally, in local news, Lusaka Magistrate Ida Piri has ruled that the charge sheet against TikToker Francis Kapwepwe, popularly known as Why Me, is defective and has ordered that it should be revised. Kapwepwe is charged with expressing or showing hatred, ridicule, or contempt for persons based on race, tribe, place of origin, or color, contrary to Section 70.1 of the Penal Code Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Magistrate Ida Piri has this afternoon ruled that while the Cybercrime and Cybersecurity Act allows Zambian courts to handle cases with links outside the country, if the harm occurs within Zambia, the charge sheet in this case lists Lusaka as the location of the offense. The defense, however, has argued that arrest and other related events took place in Harare, Zimbabwe, raising questions about the proper jurisdiction of the case. She explains that the inconsistency regarding where and when the alleged offense took place makes the charge sheet defective and must be corrected before plea taking can proceed. The court has further directed the state to revise the allegation to enable the accused to take plea, emphasizing that the prosecution must be given an opportunity to present its case, while legal issues raised should be addressed during trial. The defense had earlier raised a jurisdictional challenge on 23 September, arguing that the alleged arrest in Zimbabwe between May and June this year placed the matter outside the competence of the Zambian subordinate court. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply. With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Monku, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or West Zambia, Bola means nothing without you.